Welcome to Mindset in the Making with Rachel Josefina, a podcast where we talk about spirituality, perfectionism, and the dance and theater industry. I am on a mission to eliminate hustle mentality and show you that you are worthy of your deepest desires and have the power to create a life you actually enjoy. Just by pushing play today, you are already doing something incredible for your life. Let's keep that momentum going and get into this week's episode. Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome back to Mindset in the Making. I just want to express my gratitude before we even get into this week's episode for you, for the fact that you pressed play and you decided to listen to me and receive what I'm sharing with you today. I just am so, so, so grateful for you. And so I just wanted to take a moment to really express that. Okay. As we get into this week's episode, I had a special request to talk about toxic energy in dance classes, right? And we all know the person that we're talking about, right? Where someone who just has to stand in the front, they're constantly looking at you. They are just like, I am better than you. They are trying to prove themselves in every way. And you can feel the tension from across the room. And I had someone DM me and say, has this ever happened to you? What would you say? What's your experience with this? And she was like, I would love to hear a whole episode on this. And I said, of course, yeah, let's talk about it. So in this person's experience, they were in a dance class, and it's a class that they, I think, that they demonstrate in or assist in. And there was someone else who was a new student, and they came in, and confidence was just like more than needed, right? And they switched to another group to dance in so that they could be in the front, and they were like constantly looking over at her and just checking in with her. And she was like, it was as if this toxic energy was like seeping out of her body and into my eyes. She was like, I know this sounds dramatic, but truly is what happened. And honestly, like, we've all been there. We have all been there. Whereas this person who's fighting to be the best person in the room, to be noticed, to be seen, to be heard, right? To be, I am good enough. And ultimately, my thoughts around that is that this person is screaming, I want to be good enough. Please see that I'm good enough. I beg you to notice and validate me because I don't feel good enough. Right? The phrase, confidence is loud and, or insecurity is loud and confidence is quiet. I think that that's not the right words, but you know what I'm talking about. And I've said it before that I don't love that. I don't love that phrase. And here's why. I think that while confidence is not loud, you are allowed to actively celebrate yourself, right? But knowing the difference between actively celebrating yourself and proving yourself, right? You like, do you know the difference? First question. And if you don't, the difference for me that I understand is, and that I've really experienced, is that you can actively celebrate yourself because you are proud of yourself and you are just so grounded and speaking your truth. You know, like, you are in alignment with your desires. You are in alignment with your soul and you are celebrating what you know to be true. You're not trying to prove it by screaming loudly in whatever aspect that is, whether that's through your actions or through your actual words or even just through your vibration. Because when confidence is loud, that phrase that they're talking about, it's because, or insecurity is loud. Gosh, I keep getting mixed up. But when the insecurity is loud, it's because you are proving to not only everyone in the room, but you're trying to prove to yourself that you are good enough. You're not actively celebrating. You're like begging for the validation so that you can then know that you actually are good enough and worthy of being celebrated, right? So there's a difference. Also just like vibrationally, energetically, it feels very different, right? Actively celebrating yourself from a grounded and knowing place is very peaceful, very connected, very clear, very, like spacious and almost slow. I feel like it's slow. I'm like feeling it right now. Whereas proving yourself is this frantic, like flighty, stressful, like feeling as though you're untethered, right? Not necessarily untethered, but like unanchored, right? Like you don't have a connection. You're not grounded, super flighty, super panicky, super like controlling, like you are grasping at every straw of I am good enough rather than just already knowing, right? So where was I going with this? Okay, so I lost my train of thought, but I got it back. So the reason I was talking about that is because very clearly, right, the person in the room who has that negative energy that you can feel, right, that's palpable, that's like, oh my gosh, like so much to try and take in because they're projecting to everyone inside of the room, right? They're not grounded in their own knowing. They're projecting it and trying to force that, like, I am good enough on everyone. And so you can feel it. So it's very clear that it's not a loud, active confidence, right? It is a loud trying to prove yourself. So knowing that, you can have empathy, right? We've all been there. And if you say that you haven't been there, I just don't believe you. We've all been there. Like, we've all walked into a dance class or walked into a singing masterclass or an acting class or whatever that is. Like, we've all walked into the room and felt like we needed to prove something because we didn't feel good enough. And so taking a moment and thinking about when was the last time I felt like that? And like, how terrible did it feel to not feel good enough? And have empathy for the person in the room that is feeling that, right? And knowing that, or hoping or believing, right? You get to choose to believe that they're not coming from a place of maliciousness, right? They're truly coming from a place where they don't feel good enough. And while you don't have to take that on, right? Like, you don't need to fix that because that's not something that you can fix. You can stand there with an open heart, with love, and just hold space for the fact that this is where they're at and this is how they're feeling. And while you don't necessarily know that, you can at least hold space, and that feels a lot better than being like, ugh, that person is toxic and I just don't want them anywhere near me, right? Like, you can absolutely stand at the other side of the room and choose to love them from afar and still put up that boundary if you need that. Absolutely, right? Like, look out for yourself. Make sure that you are taking care of yourself first. But while you hold that boundary up for yourself, you then are able to, and I would encourage you to really hold space for that person, have empathy for them because they're feeling really insecure right now. And then another thing that I suggested to who DM'd me and we talked about this is to introduce yourself to that person. Like, they may be looking at you as if you're just another person on social media. They may not be looking at you as another human who has also felt that way, or as a human who also has feelings that their projections are going to affect, right? So breaking that, like, I'm in competition with you, and actually relating to them and like introducing yourself and saying, hi, I'm Rachel. I see, like, you're new to this class. How are you liking it? Or like, I really loved how you did. Like, go and compliment them. Because another thing that she was saying was that this girl was like a really great dancer. Like, really, really great. So it was so sad that she was feeling so insecure about herself. And so go up to them and compliment them. Like, no reason to spite, no reason to like, oh God, well, she's fucking full of herself, so I'm just going to like not talk to her, right? Knowing like it's coming from that place of I don't feel good enough, therefore I need to find validation outside of myself. So like, if you see something that you like, if you enjoy some of their dancing, what is the harm of you going up to them and saying, I loved how you did that? right? Because not only is that something that like they are asking for and maybe you're willing to give, but it breaks the wall of like, oh wait, people do actually notice me, right? Like you're just being nice. and like, there's nothing wrong with being nice. And I think making that shift of they're not actually full of themselves. They like really are so insecure potentially. And moving forward with that, like if they don't respond to that very well, or they're like, they brush you off, then you tried and you move forward. But like, just be a human, right? Like be a human and go talk to them and create a connection with them. Because when you have a connection with someone, I think that you just treat them better. You know what I mean? Like you just treat them better. Anyway, so that was what I had to say to her, right? Like know that it's coming from an insecurity, have empathy, and like make a human connection with them. And I do want to reiterate that depending on the way that they receive that, depending on the way that they react to it, like you are valid in still holding up your boundaries if you don't feel like you're at a place where you can see that they're not competition, right? Because a lot of comparison and competition is just something that we have been trained to look at in the studio. And it is such a bummer. It is just something that I think we're all healing, right? We're all on that road of healing the comparison and healing the competition and knowing that there's just more than enough space for all of us there, knowing that there is an abundance of space. Like we're never going to run out of space. We're never going to run out of time. We're never going to run out of jobs. Like there's just always going to be room for everyone. And the more that we can lean into that, the more that we can know that there's just enough space for everyone. Like we don't need to compete. We don't need to compare. But I understand that everyone is at a different point in that journey. So if you know that potentially you're not at the point yet where you can really truly fully like hold space in the sense of talking to someone that is exuding so much negative energy and like proving and hustling energy, I understand. So hold up that boundary for yourself. Check in with yourself and know what you need. But I will say, I'm going to say, and I'm trying to say, but less, because it's really everything, right? It's not an either or, it's really an and. So, and while you are holding up that boundary, I want to challenge you to celebrate them in your mind. Even if you're not celebrating them to their face, what's one thing that you can see that you like about them? What's one thing that you love about their dancing? What's one thing you love about their singing? What's one thing that you actually enjoy about them so that you begin to open up your mind to see them differently, right? Because the moment that you decide, I potentially would like to see this person in a new light, the possibilities are endless. But when you have decided that this person is toxic and this person is negative and this person is full of themselves and this person is conceited and blah, 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 that's what you're going to find. You are going to find evidence that then confirms what you have decided. So when you decide to open up the possibility to see that person in a different light, that potentially they could be actually so insecure that they feel the need to prove, that potentially they could feel the exact same way as you, that they are healing. They are on their way to healing comparison and competition. And today was a bad day for them. Today they succumbed to it more than they wanted to. Right? They may be beating themselves up in their head. The more that you open yourself up to the potential that that's where they're coming from, the more love and space you can hold for them and the more love and space you can hold for yourself. Right? It's just opening up to the possibility that you could see them in a different light will change everything. Like truly, truly everything. And if you need help with holding up boundaries, I did an episode on boundaries, so go and find that. I don't know what number it is, but it's all about the three different types of boundaries. Personally, it's one of my favorite episodes that I've ever recorded. I was so passionate about it, and it's so practical. Like, it is so easy to understand, and yes. So, that's what I have to say about negative energy in class. is really just opening up the possibility that they are feeling a way that you felt before too, right? We're more similar than we think we are. And the more empathy and grace that we can hold for others while also staying authentic and true to ourselves and holding up our boundaries, just the better the energy in the room is going to be. And whenever you can add to that, right? Like, it starts with us always. It starts with how am I vibrating in this space? Am I allowing external circumstances to affect my vibration? And if it is, check in with yourself and realign yourself, right? Allow yourself to lift yourself up so high that you will lift everyone else up. Because truly, you know, low vibrations are just hurt people. So the more that we can heal and open up the space for others to heal, the better the energy is going to be in the room, the better the energy is going to be in this world, right? In this industry, in this world. I meant to do a whole thing. It meant to be the higher the energy or the, I can't, whatever. You guys know what I mean. It was going to be so great and dramatic, but it wasn't, but it's fine. It was still great. The room, the industry, the world, that's what it's supposed to be. You can add to it. You just can. And I'm going to leave it at that. And I want you to remember that no matter where you are and no matter how you feel, you always have a choice. Thank you so much for listening to the Mindset in the Making podcast. Truly so grateful, like I said at the beginning of this episode. And if you feel like what I was talking about in this episode really resonated with you, and if you feel like these mindset shifts and this new perspective that I'm offering is something that you want to incorporate into your life, click the link in the show notes and schedule a discovery call to see if my one-to-one coaching program is the next right step for you. If you are ready to release the hustle, to find the worthiness within yourself, to constantly be finding the magic in life and really enjoy the life that you're creating, let's chat. Let's see if this could be the perfect fit for both of us. And remember, as always, take a screenshot of this episode if you enjoyed what you heard and share it on your IG stories so that more people can have access to these incredible episodes with me and my guests. And until next week.